Commanding Officer Captain Joe Hester's first trip to the Bering Sea was on the cutter Hamilton for the Opelio crab opening in January 2004.
I remember standing out in the bridge wing, and I felt like I was in a darkened bowl full of snow turned upside down over the cutter.
So this year, when the cutter cruised into Kodiak in late September...
Typically, you schedule your arrival for first light in the morning. And when I came to the bridge, and we arrived off Kodiak for the first time, it was emerald green, calm seas, was actually warm. And I honest to goodness went in and said, you guys are kidding, right? Are you sure we're at the right island? This is not the Kodiak I remember.
Weather was also still good when the ship first called at Dutch Harbor in October.
But already there was just a hint of snow on the mountaintops.
21-year-old seaman Christian Rockan from New Orleans joined the Sherman crew in August, straight out of boot camp. He had never seen snow until that first day in the mountain peaks around Dutch Harbor.
And I said, well, you just watch that snow, because by our last port call here, it'll have crept all the way down the mountain.
And when Rockan experienced that snow during a Dutch Harbor port call...
It was like a white Christmas almost for me. And the whole crew got off the boat in a matter of seconds, a snowball fight broke out.
Captain Hester collects what he calls sea stories from his tours and encourages his crew to do the same.
I would say the weather. I was not prepared. I had no idea what I was getting into coming this far north.
Rockan says he's only been in boats on a lake when the waves are small.
We were being 20-footers, sometimes 30-footers.
And one night on watch...
A couple waves broke over the bow and soaked me. That was pretty fun.
Seaman Rockan wants to be a rescue swimmer, so he says his first Coast Guard patrol in the Bering Sea was good preparation.
Looking back on my first patrol, I'm glad Alaska was my first.
Seaman Emma Olagi boarded the Sherman in Dutch Harbor on October 26th, just 12 days after boot camp graduation. The 20-year-old came from Southern California. Captain Hester says bad weather had already delayed her flight into Dutch, and her introduction to the sea came quickly.
She hadn't been on board 5 minutes before we began rolling.
Like Rokan, Olagi needed seasickness medication, but soon she was able to stand watch on a night of what she calls crazy waters.
One time when I was on watch, we had a really, really big wave come over. It broke one of our stanchions and it went over our heads, and the wind was going so rapidly that the water just started spinning.
Captain Hester says about a third of the Sherman crew had been on Bering Sea patrols before, including Chief Warrant Officer Matthew Boyle.
To call Chief Warrant Officer Boyle an Alaska enthusiast is sort of an understatement of the century.
The 51-year-old Boyle is the old guy on the Sherman. Next month, he will mark his 28th anniversary in the Coast Guard. Alaska is his favorite tour of duty.
And the worse the weather got, the bigger his grin got. And he's a big guy, so he's got a big grin.
An electronics specialist, the Sherman is Boyle's sixth cutter assignment. He's been in the Bering Sea more than a dozen times. One of his sea stories comes from the cutter Boutwell.
We hit 43-degree rolls while going on the way to a Russian processor boat and had things let loose and had to go tie down boats with chains and the whole bit. So that was a very memorable patrol, but that was mostly because we were busy trying to hang on.
Boyle says this Bering patrol was the usual mix of search and rescues, assist, and fishing boat boardings. But as far as weather and seas go, it was more mellow than many, despite the big November storm that made headlines across the country. The history of the Bering patrol goes back to the days of the U.S. Revenue Cutter Service.
Some of the most famous early revenue cutters have sailors buried in the graveyard right behind the Bering Sea Memorial.
Commanding Officer Hester's favorite story comes from the last day of the patrol, when a small group of young men and women from the Sherman were part of a ceremony to replace the weather-tattered Coast Guard, Alaska, and U.S. flags in Unalaska's Memorial Park.
And we spoke about the long and storied history that the Coast Guard has had there in Dutch Harbor and throughout Alaska. It's been a unique relationship, bringing missionaries and bringing the federal court system and bringing caribou to stranded whalers, and the whole history of the Coast Guard in Alaska are inextricably twined together. And for that moment, I just wanted the young folks on the crew to learn what an important task it is, what an important heritage and history of service we have in Alaska.
For the next month, the Coast Guard cutter Healy will be on the Bering and Arctic patrol. In Juneau, I'm Rosemarie Alexander.